This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. One day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of men on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American willing to take the challenge? Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. A full deck today. We talked about Democrats, Nancy Pelosi slip sliding away, but well, she's going to stay around, it looks like, which is good for us, good for the good guys. Obviously bad for the bad guys, but that's okay. They don't know any difference. Remember, Nancy Pelosi is the money honey to these Democrats. We also talked about the Fitzgerald, and we talked about marijuana and what's going on with some statistics. Now we get to talk to Scott Bennett. Scott Bennett, of course, a good friend of the radio show, been on several times, speaker at the Liberty Tour, sort of an icon ensconced at the Liberty Tour. Can be, I'm sure, speaking at Liberty Tour number 7 when that comes up. He's been with us quite a while, author of the book Shell Game, which sort of upset the apple cart for the Obama-Clinton cabal, if you will, for forming ISIS, which was outed by, really, I mean, it was out, people were talking about it, but nobody really blew it up until Scott Bennett blew it up at the Liberty Tour in July of 2015 in Nevada City. So anyway, Scott, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on in the world, isn't there?
Paul, it's good to be with you. Yeah, there certainly is.
Well, let's talk, first of all, about Vladimir Putin, because you've got some very interesting perspectives that you might want to share with the audience about Putin, and I share many of them, obviously. Putin is very much a misunderstood man here in the United States, and, of course, there's a lot of people who want to keep him in the misunderstood category, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, you know, Oliver Stone's recent documentary with Putin was pretty powerful. There's a 4-hour Putin interviews on Showtime that I would greatly encourage people to see. That really explains a lot of the history that Americans will never see. They never get it on their own internet. They don't get it on the radio or the mainstream media. But Putin on the Oliver Stone interviews really does give a good explanation of ISIS, of Crimea, of Ukraine, of the American foreign policy under the last 30 years, which has been just totally different than what Americans are used to receiving. And they'll see very plainly in a sit-down discussion, almost like they're at the table, they'll hear about really Putin's experience in the 80s when he was in the KGB and then going into law school and then serving when the Soviet Union collapsed under Gorbachev. There was a coup d'etat and he actually resigned and then was picked by Yeltsin to be prime minister. And then Yeltsin, because of his physical, drunkenness and problems, appointed him to be president. And Putin talks about the United States under Clinton and the jackal-like, attacks upon Russia to try and just destroy it utterly in the 90s and take it apart, and how miraculously it was saved and kept together. And it's really a sad tale. I mean, I found myself with utter disgust because, Putin is saying, we expected the United States to come in and help us. We expected total transparency.
This is after the fall of the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were expecting total transparency, and we were expecting the United States to come in and help us, and we were going to be part of NATO. We were going to join the European community. We were all going to be in this together. And terrorism was, allegedly starting to really foment at that time. And instead, the United States didn't allow Russia to join NATO because they didn't want Russia to check the imperialistic ambitions of the United States.
This is under Clinton now. I think it's really important to note that, and a lot of people might not have the memory chip that you and I have about the Clinton era. It was very similar to Obama in terms of wanting to, set us up in an adversarial relationship with Russia at that time, which had pretty much denounced communism. And, it's kind of interesting because communism, that was a key question when I went to Eastern Germany in 1992, was where did all the communists go? Because, you'd think that everybody was a communist and so on. And the response I got when I asked one of the key players in the movement to overthrow Honecker there, Friedrich Marcurius, was he looked at me dead in the face and said, well, they all became environmentalists.
Yeah.
And so Putin, not really, it didn't seem that Russia, and I know this from Russians that I met over the years, is that they were not necessarily in favor of communism any longer.
No, I think communism really sort of sputtered out over, a long period of time, but it just lost its energy, its
ideology. It manifested
ideology.
Itself in environmentalism. Yeah, yeah, the Jerry Brown stuff we see here, the Obama stuff, that's what we see.
Yeah. Communism really had sort of a Superman promise that, it would liberate, the consciousness of man to be just almost like a superhero type of utopia. And then, that never manifested. It was like a big pyramid scheme, right? One of those Amway things. It's like, wait a minute, there's no there. There's no sizzle there. There's just kind of a flat, dull.
What we see with the Democrats and progressives now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they became, and we're seeing the promise of all that in different manifestations today. It's still communism, just under a different name. And it's what I find very interesting, and I think the Soviet or the Russians really sensed this from Obama. If you go back and look at some of the pictures of Obama when he visited Russia, those people reject him because they realize what he is, that he was a hybrid communist that was an amalgam, if you will, of the communist Soviet style or severe communist style that you'd find in the Christian Democratic Party in Central and South America, and Nazism. He was a hybrid, and like I've always said, he's a hybridized totalitarian. And the rejection by these former Soviet members and Russians was overwhelming of Obama, and Obama knew that, of course.
Yeah, yeah. And the Democrat Party love communism, but they hate Russia because Russia's divorced itself of communism, and the Democrat Party has not. Democrat Party really is communist at its core. It's fascist. It's elitist. And you look at the typical power brokers. Hillary Clinton is the quintessential elitist, arrogant. I know better than all the population. They need to be. Yeah, Jerry Brown's another example. So Putin's whole story was powerful as an indictment of the bad behavior of the 1990s decade. Had we had Ronald Reagan
in the 90s,
the United States would be a close friend and ally with Russia right now, because it would be the Christian Russian Orthodox Church, which has a pure harmony with the Protestant Church in America. There is a lot of Catholic animus, Roman Catholic animus against the Russian Orthodox Church, but not all Roman Catholics have that despicable hatred for Russia. But we would be so much better off had we had totally reorganized and redesigned the 90s to do the right thing, really. That's what strikes me, too, as an American, is we failed to do the right thing. We didn't go to Russia. We didn't help them. We didn't open up trade. We didn't open up all sorts of friendly relations. Instead, we went in to take them apart, to cannibalize them, and to just hurt the country. And we really did hurt it, and it was miraculously kept together. And then in 2000, they kind of drew their guard up because they knew they weren't getting any help or love or protection from the United States. We wouldn't let them into NATO. And then suddenly the Clinton failure is sort of accelerated by Bush in one degree. In one sense, he's saying out of one side of his mouth, the Cold War's over. Russia is not our enemy. Okay, that's good. Okay, now what are you doing to that? Well, he starts erecting the missile shields and all these other things.
Well, the military people who had this hatred for Russia stepped forward. Anyway, we got a break coming up. More Scott Bennett on the other side of the break. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back with a very, very intriguing interview with Scott Bennett, author of Shell Game and good friend of the Liberty Tour. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
87. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Bennett, and we're talking about, Vladimir Putin. And he had a very, very interesting interview with Oliver Stone about the, you know, the condition of Russia, relationships with the United States, which are pretty important, and things that are going on. And a very fascinating interview. I've seen some things from it. I've listened to a little bit of it. Haven't listened to the whole thing, and I know, Scott, you have listened to it, and you found it very, very fascinating, very telling, especially about communist versus non-communist. You bring up the point in the last part of it, which I think is very, very relevant and important, is that when the Soviet Union collapsed, and really communism was a failed system, and that people in Russia understood communism, the big dream of communism, was dead. In fact, I had an experience in 1988, when with Janet Evans, the Olympic swimmer, when I was at El Dorado High School, and she returned, and I had a man. We put CNN for the very first time in a classroom, and they projected her arriving back to school from the Seoul Olympics. And by that time, I'd been getting calls from all around the world from people denying that she was real, she was not an American, she was this, that, and you know, all these just terrible story. They couldn't believe the reality of seeing a charming young lady like Janet Evans defeating the East Germans in swimming and so on. So we put CNN, as she was walking into her first period class, in the classroom, and they videotaped her, and they projected that image all around the world. And interestingly enough is that when about 8:15 in the morning or 8:30 in the morning, I get a call from a guy who ends up crying. And I, you know, who's an East German, I could tell he was an East, you know, very, the voice and everything. He'd been calling me for weeks, actually. And he started breaking into the tears, and he started crying. And I said, hello, this is different. And he said, well, you don't understand. My dream of communism is dead. So and that's really what happened, isn't it? The dream of communism died. And these people that were in Russia and East Germany, all around the world, said, wait a minute, we have to do a little bit of a gut check. And that's why I asked the question of Friedrich Mercurius at the Church of St. Nikolai in Leipzig in 1992. I said, where did all the communists go? Because no one was proclaiming. No one wanted to have that label on them. And he said they all morphed into environmentalists. Like Obama or like the Pope.
Yeah. Well, communism died at Plymouth Rock, too. It was tried out for a short period of time when the Pilgrims came over here on the Mayflower, and they found they all started dying off and, just killing the colony. Because communism was, you know, everybody, you know, shares and grows exactly the same and gets the same and blah, 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 and they all started dying. So communism was always destined to fail because it works against the core human instinct of selfishness. Ayn Rand wrote a little bit about it, and Atlas Shrugged, and as much as it's sort of a humanist manifesto, there are core lessons about human instinct, human self-interest, that are absolutely essential, that God put in our hearts and minds so that, you know, every individual is different. Every individual, you know, exceeds and creates according to his talents and gifts that he's been given. And he does not produce for the masses. He produces for himself, and he produces to, yes, you have other derivative beneficiaries. You have your mother and father and your wife and children and friends and church and whatever else you share with, but that's much different than compulsion. And sharing is a blessing in itself, but compulsion is different. Compulsion dampens down the human spirit, and it's essential to look at it like you're just dropping little droplets of water on spark plugs. Eventually they're going to stop sparking, and that's what happens, and that's what happened to communism. It's just natural that way. I've always known that. You've always known that. I think everybody who's been sort of a Republican conservative capitalist at heart understands the dynamism of human creativity and independence and individuality and personality, and it cannot be morphed into this globular blob of a Rousseau-site type of socialism. And, that was funny too, Paul. I'm glad you mentioned that, because Putin said to Oliver Stone – it was French socialists that invented a lot of these ideas, not the Russians.
Right.
And,
right.
It was very telling. He was divorcing himself of the as the originator of communism or any of these movements. And he said, no. This started off originally with French socialists, and then the so-called revolution in 1917, where Russia was taken over by these people, and then. Then you had a dark period of time, and then you had World War II and Stalin and Khrushchev and the Kennedy issues and the
Cold War
70s and the Cold War, and then the bringing down of the Cold War. So it was a long cycle, but it was the Russian people that eventually threw it off, and Gorbachev said, we need to change, and Putin said Gorbachev didn't know really how to do the changes. Nobody did.
Right,
nobody
right.
really understood it. So they sort of pulled the car out of gear and didn't know how to, start it back up again. So it started shaking and rattling and spurting and coughing, and that's when the U.S. came in and started trying to take it apart and take it apart piece by piece.
Well, that was the Clinton administration.
That was the Clinton administration.
To me, and I want to make some a couple of points here about what you're saying to support it. When I went over to 1992 to East Germany, I mean, you talk about a place that was completely sterile. Of course, the Russians weren't too happy with the Germans, so they didn't treat East Germany very well at all. And in fact, they never rebuilt East Germany after World War II. They just left it in a state of arrested decay, if you will. I mean, every place I went, it was a burned-out war zone. I mean, you couldn't – in fact, they sensory deprivated the people so badly there, you couldn't even have color.
Yeah.
You were denied color. I mean, so you go into these little communities that were usually bombed-out, rubbled communities. People were living there, and they had fairly – high standard for themselves, but it was rudimentary to you and I. They didn't have running water, things like that. It was very, very primitive, but they had a certain dignity about themselves as Germans. There's no question about that. But you go into these communities, and everything was earth tones, gray, black and burned out, carbonized, that sort of thing. There was no color. In fact, they wouldn't even allow them to grow flowers in the springtime. Because of the cut, they just took it away. So these people had no knowledge of how capitalism worked when the wall fell, and when the same in the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union in 93, that collapsed. So there's no working knowledge. They were just blank slates, and to see I saw the people. They were very much like automatons. Just all lined up. In fact, I went to the post office there, and of course, that's a bank. Those are banks in East Germany. And I had to wait 2 hours in a line with a bunch of people all dressed up. The men all had dingy blue shirts and gray pants, and the women had either the dingy blue dress or the gray dress. It was amazing, and I stuck out with my Southern California Hawaiian shirt and shorts and stuff like that. But that, but the stark difference between the countries and the sensory deprivation and no knowledge about how capitalism worked, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a big issue back then. And of course, that's what Boris Putin is talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we got about, hang on, we got about 15 seconds. I'm sorry, I ran it on your time here. But when we come back, I want to explore that, because we didn't hear in the United States, we're so spoiled and used to capitalism. But I can see definitely the Clinton administration suppressing all that. Just like Obama has been trying to suppress this country. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And more Scott Bennett here. We'll be right back. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Remember, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Bennett. We're talking about Putin. Yeah, Putin and his relationship with the United States. And Scott, I was kind of going a little bit crazy there and trying to strike the imagery for the people to understand how sensory deprivated they were in the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union, at that transition period of the 90s. And also in East Germany. In fact, it was kind of interesting when I took a whole bunch of pictures and I brought them back. And yeah, I was contacted by some very interesting people. This is in 1992, of course. who wanted just to see my pictures. And, of course, they were related to somebody I knew very, very well as a friend who actually worked with the USS Stark in determining what happened to the Stark the day that they were hit by Exocet missile. I forgot all about this. And so we had a little slideshow. And it was very interesting. It was a room of about 20 people that I had never seen in my life who wanted to see the pictures. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think back at that. They wanted to see it. Because I was behind the scenes in East Germany, you know.
Yeah.
And it never really dawned on me until, you know, years later. I said, why did they do that? I was so naive. It was stupid.
Yeah.
But they got a good picture of what happened. I didn't give them any pictures, but they saw them. It was enough for them to garner what was actually going on behind the scenes, of course, with people, just because they'd never been so deep and seen those kind of things. So, anyway,
well, you know, the other thing was, you know, Putin in this long story of tragedy and its relationship with the United States, which never should have been that way, but Clinton and that administration just ruined it, and then George Bush, in his stupidity, continued to ruin it by letting these generals do whatever they wanted and just be abusive to Russia and setting up these missile shields. And Putin is telling the story like, you know, why are we doing this? Why, you know, and the U.S. are saying, well, we know that you're not going to do anything to us, so we're just going to erect this for Iran. And Putin is saying, but this is a danger to us, and we can't sit by and let this happen. But it just went on and on and on, and Putin just kind of throws his hands up and said, okay, if that's the way we're going to go. So Putin had to adapt to every step, misstep, I should say, that the U.S. was taking under Bush. And then, you know, the climax, of course, is when he gets into the allegations of Russian meddling. Oh, actually, let me skip there. He goes into Ukraine, and he talks about Victoria Nuland. He talks about the coup d'etat. He talks about Yanukovych and the other guy, Poroshenko, I think it was, or Yanushenko. Yeah. And he talks about the original pro-Russian guy, Yanukovych, I think it was, won the first election.
Right.
And the parliament of Russia, or the parliament of Ukraine, which was heavily being influenced by the U.S., overthrew that election, forced a second election, and in the second election, the other guy won, Yaroshenko or whatever. So they put him in. Then he lost after one term, and the pro-Russian guy won a second time.
Okay, but so, let me stop you there, because this is now enter John Brennan stage left.
Yes.
John Brennan was a CIA director who's a total, well, he's a radicalized Muslim Brotherhood supporter. He's a radical Islamist. He's our CIA director. Now, that makes a lot of sense when you bring John Brennan in to try and overthrow the pro-Russian group, because remember, he's a radicalized Islamist who, by the way, leans to the Nazi side. And in fact, he's trying to insert a Nazi regime. People that are affiliated with the Nazis in the Ukraine. Isn't that correct?
That's right. And he's working with Victoria Nuland to do that.
Right.
Victoria Nuland is up there. And Putin is saying, you know, we've had nothing to do with your elections. We had nothing to do. There was no hacking. There was no evidence. All of this is nonsense. All of this is an attempt by your Democrat Party to blame someone. Blame us, almost in an anti-Semitic knee-jerk reaction. Blame the Jews, blame the Russians.
Right.
So Putin lays out very clearly, we've had nothing to do with this, but if you want to talk about it, let's look at Victoria Nuland and how she was engaging in Russian influence in Russian elections with NGOs and the George Soros organization.
Right.
Victoria
Nuland, same old.
Testifying about how they were influencing Russian elections with pro-democracy groups and this and that, all to subvert Russia and have a color revolution. They were trying to set a color revolution in Russia under Victoria Nuland. That's meddling in elections.
Well, what about the situation? What about the situation with the State Department meddling with Putin and what's his name, the other guy, Bezmenov, I think, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Who was running against Putin as president, and it was the Clintons who were supporting Bezmenov. Remember, it was Bezmenov who was the one who was talking to Obama when Obama said, well, after my next election, I'll be in much better position. Remember that? That's who that was. He was talking to him. And, of course, Putin never forgot that. That was in 2011.
Talk about
meddling.
He mentioned that in the interviews. He mentioned that exact verbiage when Obama promised that, we'd have much more leeway after the election. So Putin mentions all these things. He doesn't forget, like you just wisely observed. And he mentions Ukraine and the coup d'etat that occurred there and the snipers that occurred that were all backed by the U.S., backed by Victoria Nuland, Hillary Clinton, backed by Obama. Shooting up the squares, backing these pro-Nazis, burning the buildings down. And that's why Crimea came to Russia, because Crimea, they were passing legislation making Russian an illegal language in Ukraine. They were going full draconian Nazi.
Boy, does that sound familiar, making... that's what they're trying to do in California, is to turn California into a Spanish language speaking state or country.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Unreal.
So Crimea turns to Russia and then votes for independence, votes to join the Russian side to become part of Russia. And Putin did. Russia came in and absorbed them. But he said that was their choice. 96-97% of people voted in Crimea to join Russia.
They didn't want the Nazis back. They didn't want the Nazis back. And here we are supporting a Nazi regime. And I've said this all along. Interesting, ladies and gentlemen, a little side note to this quickly. We put up these stories about this, in fact, on our website, Agenda 21 Radio. And lo and behold, so I get a message, hey, where are your stories about the Ukraine? Well, they were taken down. We got hacked.
Wow.
But we have them back. We have. Yeah. I mean, you know, isn't that a little interesting? I bring that up because the discussion at the time, this is back when you had that the shoot down of Flight 17. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wherever that plane came from with all those dead bodies, right?
Yep. And there's just a quick segue. There's a report that the U.S. tried to follow a Russian senior defense minister's plane, and a Russian fighter plane had to ward it off. So Syria is really heating up.
Right.
Syria, if Trump doesn't get in there and really fire a lot of these generals and pull them back, they are going off the chain, war crazy, and going to stir up and trigger a war.
Right.
I mean, if they shoot down a Russian plane or kill a Russian secretary or someone important, you've got a World War One scenario reenacted. But
I think that's what they're trying to prime the pump for.
I think you're right. And Trump's neck's going to hang on there, so he's got to step in and do something, or else he's going to be a one term president, because he's possibly being set up by these Democrats.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me, Scott. We got the music. We got the music coming up, and we're going to come back in about 2 minutes and pick up on this conversation. I want to get into some of the religious aspects, because this is very important and very telling, that the conversion of the former Soviet Union into a Christian country. A lot of people don't understand that. Guess what? The Muslims understand it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking to Scott Bennett. Scott, the issue of religion cannot escape the conversation about Putin, can it?
No. Religion really was the savior of the Russian people. It gave them the breath of fresh life after the fall of communism.
And we're talking about really, Christianity.
Yeah, Russian Orthodox Christianity, which is very, very similar to Protestant Christianity. It is Christianity. It's the belief in Christ as the risen Lord. It's very similar in a lot of its procedures to Greek Orthodox Christianity, and it's a very pure religion. And it's funny because Putin calls America a Puritan nation.
So, right, which means that we're a Protestant country.
Yeah,
Protestantism.
Yeah. And I mean, he has a lot of admiration for the heart of America, the heart of the conservative family Christian America. I mean, Putin identified them, and he said that's what got Trump elected. That's what Trump tapped into, and that's where the Democrats failed. Is they failed to recognize that Puritan central, you know, center part of America. And I found that astounding that Putin really picked up on that, and he identified that as why Hillary Clinton lost, why the Democrats lost, mm-hmm. and why they're so desperate to invent this Russian hacking propaganda. But it's really funny, to you and I,
and I know to many other people, this whole Russian hacking thing is a joke. It's a complete joke. In fact, I accuse you of being the Russian spy, so to speak, to interrupt the entire election. Of course, myself included. I mean, we'd have to say that, but there's no there in any of this stuff. Not even remotely close.
They're being very careful with their words, but they're essentially saying Russia Today, RT, because it's sponsored by the Russian government to some extent, which PBS is sponsored by the U.S. government, so it's the same thing. Somehow, because Russian Today has American guests on it, including myself, that talk about the shell game, Hillary Clinton, terrorist financing, corruption that's been going around of the Clinton Foundation and all that, and we're financing ISIS. that somehow RT is a spy network and interfered with the elections. Well, any reasonable American would say, no, that's just a good journalism channel doing good stories that the American people want to know. And Putin actually said all of the releases of the materials that came out simply told the truth. They didn't manipulate public opinion. They didn't tell lies. They simply showed Americans the truth. So Putin, again, lays it out. There was no manipulation. There was simply sharing of the WikiLeaks and the Guccifer emails and all of the stuff that came out from America. And he said, this is a domestic problem of America. America has a lot of domestic political problems it needs to work out. But we had nothing to do with anything like this. So, I mean, it was refreshing in its straightforward analysis. And Putin in the entire interviews is just sitting down having a cup of coffee. And that was what was nice about it. It was like his analytical mind was very powerful. He didn't practice. You know, he just spoke off the cuff, but he knew the subjects. I mean, he wasn't an intelligence guy, so he knew the subjects. Sure. He knew the background, and he could explain it, and he could say, look, this is what happened. It didn't happen this way. This is how it happened here. And he goes into the whole alphabet of various subjects, from Ukraine to Syria to ISIS to Libya to all of these Muslim terrorist problems. And he says the U.S. has been backing these people. The U.S. has been backing these terrorists. He goes into Edward Snowden, and he said, you know, Snowden, he said, I don't agree with what Snowden did. I think he did the wrong thing, in fact. But he said, but with regards to the deep state, he did the right thing. So Putin is a little torn. On one side, he says, you know, if you're working in an agency, you quit, or but you don't go in and steal things from the agency. But then he kind of reversed course and said, but what he did show was a total abuse by the citizenry, by the deep state. So in that sense, he was right. And he said, we don't do that in Russia. We don't have any of those sophisticated, you know, eavesdropping on everyone. We just don't do it. We target certain, you know, terrorist groups and stuff, but we don't have the capability.
And he's got a big terrorist problem, which is coming from radicalized Islam and the Sunni Muslims in particular, which want to blot out Assad.
That's
and
right.
Then, you know, like what he said, he said this, and we brought it up many times on this radio show. What do you want us to do? Just to, we'll let the doors wide open so that the Sunnis can come marching into Russia? That's not going to happen. You know, and that's where the ISIS thing came up. And, of course, that's why it was so valuable, I think, to him to hear your video that you did at the Liberty Tour and to confirm. Really, it was a confirmation, I think. Yeah. That everything he was thinking and what was in his intelligence people really had confirmed to him, but he just needed that extra edge, and I think he got it from you. It's your fault.
Yeah. Well, he
thank
did
God
talk
for
about,
you.
he did talk about a lot of that stuff. He talked about we had intelligence materials. We found out that the ISIS were being backed and financed by the United States and various parties in the Middle East, and we reported it to our American counterparts. And when we discovered this, we took action in Syria, and we stopped a lot of the oil going into Turkey. And I mean, he goes into a whole layout of
you're stopping ISIS. I mean, the key thing is that, you know, after the Liberty Tour, and he saw the video, as it was reported to me by one of the RT guys. That's when they started bombing the oil fields there. Not the oil fields, but the trucks that were coming out of the oil fields from Iraq into Turkey, which really ticked off Obama, of course. We know that it ticked off Obama. We understand that. Too bad. As far as I'm concerned, too bad. Good. Yeah. I'm glad we did tick off Obama. But, but these are he's fighting the same people that Trump's fighting. And those people have now Trump and Putin at odds with one another, which is something that we have to, I think we have an obligation to straighten it out with the public.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're exactly right.
And I think we will. Maybe in Liberty Tour number 7 coming up. By the way, we got a break coming up right now, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to get some final thoughts from Scott Bennett here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com.
prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Bennett. And Scott, your final thoughts here. You got about 30 seconds on this Putin-Oliver Stone interview. And where do we go from here?
Well, I think we hopefully, if we're smart, we go the way of alliance with Putin in Syria. And we open up the new frontier of closer relations and closer partnership and a renaissance of hope. Because Putin is not the enemy of the United States. The Democrat Party and these neoconservative Zionist Republicans who've been pushing enmity are the enemies of peace, and they're the ones who live off the military-industrial complex and endless war.
Should I say John McCain?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why Americans put Trump in there, was to stop this out-of-control military-industrial complex since September 11, 2001. And, you know, now is the only time and the only president that we can do it, Paul.
And that's why they're so pitted against. That's why these people are pitted against Trump so bad.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. Anyways, tell us how we can get a hold of you, Scott. We're running out of time.
Go to shellgamewhistleblower.com and get the report, and you'll learn everything you can about terrorist financing and the Clinton, Hillary Clinton conspiracy to aid ISIS. And my emails are up there. Just go to shellgamewhistleblower.com. And the book is Shell Game by Scott Bennett. God bless you, Paul, and I'm happy to be with you on the Liberty Tour coming up.
Awesome. Scott, thanks for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated...